Now, Steve's in his car. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us on The Naked Scientist. What can we do for you?
Right. If you're driving up, the example I did, driving along a motorway, get a lorry next to you, the front wheel of a lorry, the nuts are sticking out, and as it's driving along, it looks like it's a ring because it's going so fast. But if you really burp, the nuts then stop whilst you're burping, and then a bunch of burps, they start revolving again.
I have to say, this is a fantastic question. You can achieve the same effect, not with necessarily an upthrust of wind, but also by crunching your cereal. If you were to go along in a car and eat some cereal at the same time, you can see this. And also, if you've got an LCD clock, if you've got a clock radio or something at home, you can also get the same effect, Steve, with that. If you look at a clock radio and eat something at the same time, you'll see the numbers appearing to jump or flicker on and off. And what's happening is you're creating your own in-body stroboscopic effect. The vibrations when you are eating are being transmitted to your eyeballs, and they're making your eyeballs move very slightly, and the rapid movement of your eyeballs is capturing the movement of just the right way of those nuts going around on that wheel, or in the case of the LCD clock, the light flickering on and off, and that's why it appears to jump all of a sudden or freeze and be off for a fraction of a second. So it's literally your eyes moving together in uniform, very quick, very unison, because you're crunching or burping or making a movement which jolts your eyeballs a little bit in your head. So that's the reason why you see that.
Right.